The second factor was a factor of what I call respect. And that is, Southern black life, Southern black society was profoundly conservative. I don't mean in the sense of the televangelists of the 80s. I mean in the sense that black life was conservative in that people had a profound respect for the elders of the black community and for authority within the Afro-American community. That the elders said one thing, you listened to older people, you respected them. To be old meant to have acquired a body of wisdom or knowledge. And the sense of the older Afro-Americans was that change would come about at best only through gradual means.